And we're back with Lake Effect. I'm Bonnie North. Quad Graphics of Wisconsin is teaming up with the U.S. Postal Service to help that agency overcome the financial challenges of the digital age. Quad sends about 12 billion pieces of mail annually, and it's one of the biggest printers in the world. Quad has participated in pilot programs for the Postal Service. It's digitized shipping paperwork, it's automated its processes, and it's improved printing and shipping methods. The Postal Service gave Quad its Partnership for Growth Award, and Quad President Joel Quadracci recently testified before Congress regarding the mail system. To observe the printer's innovations, Lake Effect's Amy Kiley toured Quad's Sussex facility with Head of Postal Affairs Joe Schlick. They started in a quiet conference room before heading onto the factory floor.
Electronic media has a major impact today on the Postal Service with first-class mail on the bill payment, where a lot of people want to get electronic payment and not have to do hard copy. From the standpoint of our business with catalogs, direct mail, and publications, it's really not so much the email, but it's just electronic media.
How are those changes affecting finances for the post office and for Quad?
Mail, at least the type of mail that we produce, is very price sensitive. So if the Postal Service raises prices, it has a real negative impact on our customers, how much they print, how much they mail, and then that obviously has an impact on us.
In terms of technological innovation in order to try to streamline processes given these challenges, what are some things that you're attempting here?
It's kind of a progression. Our first goal is to help our clients manage their postal costs. So everything that we do from an innovation perspective there is trying to be able to maximize the, quote, work-sharing discounts that the Postal Service provides to our customers for the work that we do that the Postal Service then doesn't have to do. So that's number one. That then relates to helping the Postal Service keep down their costs because we're giving them the most efficient mail, mail that should be less costly to them. The third part of that equation then is by giving them that type of mail, it helps them maintain service. And then the last part of the equation was innovation related to value added for a mail piece.
And I heard that you run prototypes for the post office. What is that and how does it work?
We do a lot of testing with the Postal Service of new processes and new services that they might put in place. One example is something that we're working on right now, which is called e-induction, but essentially what it's doing is taking away hard copy documentation for mail that we transport to the Postal Service and cleaning up that system.
What are a few other key examples?
You'll see that when we get on the floor, you know, we have a lot of automated processes, and a lot of those are driven by a system that's called Postal One. It's a software system, a software program that really supports all the transactions that we and others do with the Postal Service. So everything from postage payment to passing along information about the type of mail, the amount of mail that we have on a truck, the type of container it's on, who the customer is, those type of things, flows through that Postal One system. We've also then built it back into our whole production process so that from start to finish, Postal One really is managing our job production and our distribution.
When we go out on the floor in a moment, what will be our first stop?
I think I'll just have you walk past the press room. We'll go out and watch the actual binding and addressing and then the distribution part of it where we're loading trucks, because that's really what relates to the Postal Service.
Let's head there next. Can you tell us where we're standing right now and what we're going to see first?
Yeah, we're at the start of one of our press rooms. So we're going to walk into a press room. You'll get a chance to see how the paper is printed, how it comes out as a group of pages, and then we'll kind of walk through the process of those groups of pages being put together on our binding lines to actually create a catalog or a magazine. Basically, the rolls of paper are loaded into the press on this end. The rolls can weigh 2,000 to 3,000 pounds. They are fed into the ink units. It's a four-color printing process. So you'll see as we walk along here the four different colors that are printed on the paper. And then you'll see our finished product as we get to the other end of the press.
And then what you see on the end of the press is our automated processes. So basically those signatures are being put into what we call logs, big groupings of those signatures. They're handled with an automated process, so we don't have to have as many people doing the work. It's a very hard job, very manual labor if you don't have the automated equipment.
So we were just in the press area, right?
Right.
And what did we just see with the paper going through and the ink and such that is something that we would not have seen 10 years ago that has in some ways reduced costs or made things more efficient?
Well, basically what you've seen is a press that's a little bigger press that can put more paper through, create more pages per hour. You saw the automated process at the end, but you probably saw a shorter cutoff, meaning a little bit smaller size of the finished product, which helps customers save on their paper costs.
And in addition to just reducing postage costs, how does that increase efficiency for the post office itself?
As we move on the printing side to more standardized cutoffs on press, it means that the Postal Service may in fact get more mail pieces that are of the same size. If they get more consistent size pieces, it's easier for them to process on their machines.
And where are we heading to next?
Now we're going to go into the bindery, or what we call the finishing department, and that's where the product that comes off of press is now combined with other product to create the finished magazine or catalog. It's also addressed, sorted, and sent out for postal delivery. The room we're in is one of our binderies or one of our finishing buildings here in Sussex, and what you're seeing is a number of machines that are perfect binders, and you're seeing a number of machines that are saddle stitchers. And you'll see as we walk through the automated processes where we've got robots picking up the logs that were created in the press room and feeding them into the binding lines. You'll also see some overhead distribution of the product as it goes off the machine on the end of the machine, up on a cooling belt basically, and you'll see it go up in the air, and then you'll see it come back and finish itself in the production process. So a lot of automation, which is really the key to us managing our costs. So here we're at the end of the binding process. The books that you see coming down off of the conveyor are going into our trimmer. They go to the mailing table, and you'll see the inkjet units here. This unit is printing the address on the mail piece. The computer is driving the system right now, creating the books based on the sortation. The computer tells the stacker when the end of a bundle is. Bundle drops down, gets kicked out, sorted to a carrier route, goes through the packaging process after that. Here you'll see the co-mailer, and you'll see the books that we have lined up here, a number of different titles. They're now being fed into the co-mailer. And as we go around the other side of the machine, you'll see that just as there was an inkjet tape driving the production for an individual title, there's an inkjet tape driving the production of this as well. In this case, because there's a number of different titles, every name, in real simple terms, on the address file has a number or a letter assigned to it that when the machine sees that number or letter, we have it programmed to drop that particular book to start building that bundle. So essentially, when we talked about the barcoded pallets being inducted into our automated warehousing, the warehousing system sees the pallet, it finds a location for it in the storage system, and then at a later point in time when we're building our truckloads, the pallets get an assignment to a load. Someone on the floor can say, I want load whatever. The robots bring those pallets out in sequence, automated right to the forklifts, and then the drivers load the trucks based on that. So you'll see we have an 8-story building here basically that's a warehouse, and there's nobody in there, just the robots. It's a great system.
Quad Graphics Head of Postal Affairs Joe Schlick gave Lake Effect's Amy Kiley a tour of the company's Sussex facility. He explained how Quad is working with the U.S. Postal Service to save money and to innovate in the digital age. The Milwaukee Rep is kicking off this season with a new managing director. We'll talk with him next when Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio.